Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled Love Not the World. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world only offers a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but from this world. I have just read from the New Living Translation. Bankole wanted to love God and serve Him with his life, but he also loved the world, and this made it impossible for him to love God. He loved the world because he lived his life for this world and not for God. He was controlled by cravings for physical pleasure, greed, and a need to prove to people that he was not a failure. What does it mean to love the world? It means your pursuit in life is to get the things of this world. It means your first priority in life is not the kingdom of God. If we spend our lives trying to get only what the world offers, it means we love the world. But if we spend our lives living for the kingdom of God, it means we love God. God will then cause all the things we need to come to us. It may seem that a man who does not spend his life pursuing after the things of this world is losing out. It may appear that he is unambitious and even foolish. But the man who seeks first the kingdom of God is very wise. He has chosen to seek eternal riches rather than temporary earthly riches that are worthless in eternity. God will also take responsibility for the needs of such a man. Remember, money can fail, but God never fails. Go into today knowing that if your pursuit in life is to please and serve God, God will take care of every other need in your life. Our yearly Bible reading for today shall be taken from Job chapter 29 to Job chapter 30. The audio comes up next.
Job continued his discourse.
How I long for the months gone by, in the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone on my head, and by his light I walked through darkness. Oh, for the days when I was in my prime, when God's intimate friendship blessed my house, when the Almighty was still with me and my children were around me, when my path was drenched with cream and the rock poured out for me streams of olive oil. When I went to the gate of the city and took my seat in the public square, the young men saw me and stepped aside, and the old men rose to their feet. The chief men refrained from speaking and covered their mouths with their hands. The voices of the nobles were hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouths. Whoever heard me spoke well of me, and those who saw me commended me, because I rescued the poor who cried for help, and the fatherless who had none to assist them. Those who were dying blessed me. I made the widow's heart sing. I put on righteousness as my clothing. Justice was my robe and my turban. I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. I was a father to the needy. I took up the case of the stranger. I broke the fangs of the wicked and snatched the victims from their teeth. I thought, I will die in my own house, my days as numerous as the grains of sand. My roots will reach to the water, and the dew will lie all night on my branches. My glory will remain fresh in me, the bow ever new in my hand. People listened to me expectantly, waiting in silence for my counsel. After I had spoken, they spoke no more. My words fell gently on their ears. They waited for me as for showers and drank in my words as a spring rain. When I smiled at them, they scarcely believed it. The light of my face was precious to them. I chose the way for them and sat as their chief. I dwelt as a king among his troops. I was like one who comforts mourners. But now they mock me. Men younger than I, whose fathers I would have disdained to put with my sheepdogs. What use was the strength of their hands to me, since their vigor had gone from them? Haggard from want and hunger, they roam the parched land and desolate wastelands at night. In the brush they gathered salt herbs, and their food was the root of the broom bush. They were banished from human society, shouted at as if they were thieves. They were forced to live in the dry stream beds among the rocks and in holes in the ground. They brayed among the bushes and huddled in the undergrowth. A base and nameless brood, they were driven out of the land. Now those young men mock me in song. I have become a byword among them. They detest me and keep their distance. They do not hesitate to spit in my face. Now that God has unstrung my bow and afflicted me, they throw off restraint in my presence. On my right, the tribe attacks. They lay snares for my feet. They build their siege ramps against me. They break up my road. They succeed in destroying me. No one can help him, they say. They advance as through a gaping breach. Amid the ruins, they come rolling in. Terrors overwhelm me. My dignity is driven away as by the wind. My safety vanishes like a cloud. Now my life ebbs away. Days of suffering grip me. Night pierces my bones. My gnawing pains never rest. And his great power, God, becomes like clothing to me. He binds me like the neck of my garment. He throws me into the mud, and I am reduced to dust and ashes. I cry out to you, God, but you do not answer. I stand up, but you merely look at me. You turn on me ruthlessly. With the might of your hand, you attack me. You snatch me up and drive me before the wind. You toss me about in the storm. I know you will bring me down to death, to the place appointed for all the living. Surely no one lays a hand on those who are crushed when they cry for help in their distress. Have I not wept for those in trouble? Has not my soul grieved for the poor? Yet when I hoped for good, evil came. When I looked for light, then came darkness. The churning inside me never stops. Days of suffering confront me. I go about blackened, but not by the sun. I stand up in the assembly and cry for help. I have become a brother of jackals, a companion of owls. My skin grows black and peels. My body burns with fever. My lyre is tuned to mourning, and my pipe to the sound of wailing.
To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344 20524 or +234 90555 6538.